This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. I'm Alex Jones. John Pierce, founder and CEO of National Constitutional Law Union, represents a lot of the people being set up by this Reichstag 2.0 event. He will be joining us coming up. Hell, who knows? I might need him. I've got some good criminal lawyers, but I have absolutely confirmed now that the FBI is going around to a bunch of people saying, we're going to put you in jail unless you tell us about Alex Jones wanting to overthrow the government. When we have Frank Figliozzi and others on TV saying they, quote, want to attack members of Congress as terrorists and, quote, remove them using the Patriot Act, which I thought wasn't for citizens. So everything they say we're doing, they're doing. It's out of control. That's coming up next segment. But I'm not afraid for myself. I am really concerned for the country, though, because it's like getting the news one day you got cancer. Everybody knows it's coming. That or a heart attack. You know, I'm at peace with it, especially doing the right thing. But to know that they're that criminal, they're that out of control, they've really converted the government from the top corrupt right down to the bottom, and America itself has cancer. So we'll talk about that in a few minutes. After he leaves us, they have the equivalent of the Chinese CIA director, the highest level defector ever from China, who's explaining to them exactly what's going on. And he's reportedly handed over to the FBI, which means it goes into a black hole, the complete list of people on the Chinese communist payroll, like Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, and, of course, Biden's brothers. We'll be talking about all of that coming up. And, of course, the defectors talking about how the Chinese knew about the virus because they were busy cooking it up. In fact, they bought the virus from Obama, who sold it to them. So now that they're pointing fingers back and forth, the Chinese are actually true. It came from Obama and Chapel Hill. They just built upon the virus, and it's gained a function at Wuhan. So that's all. People ask, how did I know all this 16 months ago? This was a major debate in 2015. This was in almost every prestigious genetic engineering and bioweapon journal. I mean, we covered it at the time. It was in, like, the Journal of Nature, you name it. Kind of like Jon Stewart was on earlier this week and really made Colbert look like a fool because he's like, oh, how dare you say it came from Wuhan? He goes, it's called the Wuhan Coronavirus Gain-of-Function Lab. I mean, literally, they had a whole bunch of labs, but each lab has its own name for its own grant. They had a bunch of coronavirus gain-of-function stuff there. So just like we know the Fed's provocateur events, I mean, we know because they've done it over and over again. It's the same thing. We know the modus operandi. So that's coming up. Hong Kong pays off three patients who suffered adverse reactions to COVID vaccines. China pushes theory that coronavirus originated in the lab, but says it was from a U.S. bioweapon lab. Well, because it was. Four healthy British Airway pilots die in 1 week. Airline says no link to COVID vaccine. And they have a fact check in Reuters saying, is it true? And they go, well, yeah, they did die. We don't know why. But we're not having high-level talks about it. Okay. Vaccinated travelers won't be allowed to fly due to blood clot in certain countries, like China. Giant mistake, CDC delays emergency meeting on post-vax heart inflammation due to Juneteenth, a holiday not even celebrated in Texas. And I mean, I'm all for it. Let's have Martin Luther King Day 2.0 or something, but Rosa Parks Day, but no, it's Juneteenth Day. But you got to delay an emergency hearing about people dying because, you know, that. Top Chinese official defected to the U.S. with Wuhan secrets. Again, we'll be getting to more of that coming up later. Scientists admit lab link theory was dismissed due to fear of racism. Yes, racism. Former State Department investigator China already knew the origin of the pandemic. Of course they did. Why did our media try to cover it up? As it goes back to Biden and Obama. Mic drop. Representative Thomas Massie, Schools reporter, who asked if he's vaccinated by the COVID vaccine, explains to him, I've already had it, you idiot. And you see, folks, if you've had it and take the vaccine, that's when you get the really bad reactions. And that's a fact. But, you know, all these big venues and New York parks and places don't care. They go, doesn't matter whether if your doctor says the vaccine might hurt you because you already have anaphylactic issues. Take it. We're all your doctors now. Well, finally, Trump's starting to wake up, says COVID vaccine for young people, unnecessary, probably dangerous. We'll be right back. Stay with us. All that evil men and tyrants need to flourish is that good men do nothing. Well, I'm trying to be a good man. I'm trying to stand up, do the right thing. And I've seen huge effects with what we've done here at InfoWars. Other good men and women getting together and telling the truth and standing up to corruption. But now the globals are coming after us. And so I need your prayers. I need your financial support. I need your word of mouth to stay in the fight. We've got a big sale going right now. Free shipping, double Patriot points on three items that have been sold out. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off. X3, 60% off. Best you'll ever on that. And, of course, Bio. True selenium that is essential for every action of every cell in your body. It's 50% off. They're all back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it's you that has kept us on air. It is you that has spread the word. It is you that have built this operation, and we're now needed more than ever. So please continue to shop at InfoWarsStore.com, and please share the fact that this is an incredible line of products with your friends, your family, neighbors, strangers, you name it, at the same time.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. We're now into hour number two as we broadcast worldwide on this June 18th Friday transmission. Well, you've seen Tucker Carlson come out and point out that there's clearly FBI informants and others being protected in what happened at the Capitol event on January 6th. We're being told is the biggest insurrection in U.S. history, as bad as Pearl Harbor, worse than 9/11. And then building on that, the system is now saying that they want to use the military, the CIA, the Patriot Act, to frustrate the leadership that causes radicalization. So now if you say things like the election was stolen or Biden's a communist Chinese agent, well, they're saying that's incitement, and so you can be arrested, you can be grabbed, you can be gone after because of all of that. Well, he represents more than 10 people that have been arrested. John M. Pierce is a trial lawyer, founder, and managing partner of Pierce Brainbridge Constitutional Civil Liberties and Business Litigation Law Firm, a graduate of Harvard Law, where he served as the editor of the Harvard Law Review. Oh, wow, that's something even Obama did, too. Prior to law school, John was an M1 A1 Abrams tank platoon leader in the U.S. Army. In 2017, he founded Pierce Brainbridge, which became one of the fastest-growing law firms in the history of litigation portfolio, valued over $700 million. So it goes on through his great pedigree and all the great things he's done. Seeing the trends in government, overreach, big tech tyranny, and foreign infiltration beginning to seriously threaten constitutional civil liberties of individuals, Americans, John has now founded the National Constitutional Law Union to fight for those who cannot fight for themselves, NCLU.com, NCLU.com, National Constitutional Law Union. And I couldn't think of a better time to have a heavy hitter like this patriot and this veteran on our side, because clearly they're going, they said they want to round up their political opposition. And so he joins us now. John, thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me on again, Alex. And thank you for everything that you were doing to help these American patriots and to stand up and fight for the Constitution.
I don't mean to put myself gonzo journalism style front and center here, but I probably need to talk to you. I need to call some other criminal lawyers that I've had to contact and talk to. But you've been really in the middle of this. My lawyers haven't been. So they'll probably say talk to you anyways. I have the FBI circling around talking to former employees, people that I barely even know or hardly ever talk to, asking them. So it's a whole spectrum. You know, tell us about Alex Jones and how he planned it and what he's planning to do in the future, or anything illegal Alex Jones is doing. They've got this dragnet out to get me, and I know a lot of other people as well.
So clearly the federal government has gotten, very aggressive on these fronts, and this has been going on, for the last few years. And as I think I really started to get involved in the middle of this a few years ago when I started to represent George Papadopoulos, who I ultimately was successful in helping getting pardoned by President Trump. I represent Carter Page with respect to all the FISA abuse litigation. Actually represented Tulsi Gabbard against Hillary Clinton. As you know, represented Kyle Rittenhouse those first 6 months and now have all these Capitol Hill defendants. There is no question that in the last few years, you know, the law enforcement and intelligence apparatus of this country has gotten, you know, very aggressive. It has accelerated at a very rapid pace since the Biden administration has taken over. And our constitutional rights are being shredded, eviscerated day by day, and it is happening very fast. And so that's why I started the NCLU, essentially the answer to the ACLU, which is completely done. I mean, they don't do anything anymore to protect anyone's constitutional rights. So the NCLU is here to be a centralized organization and place where folks can donate to support the litigants that have these cases where the government is really coming after them very hard, and they really don't have anywhere else to turn.
John, I hadn't forgotten the George Papadopoulos thing and that whole setup and how you were on. There's just so much to cover. So much has gone on, but the illegal spying on Trump, the lying about it, the lying to Congress, and now just the escalation in corruption. They never got in trouble, so it looks like they're even more emboldened than ever with Frank Figliuzzi of the FBI on TV saying, let's use anti-terror tactics and take out the networks, including the leaders in Congress. Well, all that is, let's take out bin Laden, let's take out the leaders. I mean, this is classic military nomenclature.
This is very brazen. It is very aggressive. I don't think it's something that folks like you and I, well, you know, you might have seen it coming before I did, but, you know, this is not the country I grew up in. And, you know, I'm actually very saddened, you know, shocked and surprised to see how aggressive these things are happening. It doesn't seem like something that should be or would happen in the United States, but it is happening. And we all need to stand up and fight against it.
How would you categorize it? As a veteran, as a lawyer, as a you know, smart guy that's been studying this and been on the inside of it, as an authoritarian takeover, as a political purge? I mean, because I mean, this is classical tyranny.
Oh, I think, look, generally speaking, and I need to be, as you know, I need to be careful in talking about the specific cases that I'm involved in as a lawyer with respect to the defendants, you know, on January 6th. But as I have said, and as you know, I've said in connection with founding the NCLU. Generally speaking, you know, I think this is an attempted leftist totalitarian takeover of the United States. It's very similar to a Maoist revolution. You know, the playbook is very standard and well worn throughout history. They attempt to destroy everything that is old and sacred in society. They attempt to tear down statues. They attempt to break up the nuclear family. They attempt to attack religion. They attempt to destroy history so that they can rewrite on a blank slate whatever they want and create sort of a cult of
the
state.
They take over the local police. They destabilize the culture. They debase the country. They destroy the borders. They collapse the civilization. And out of that crisis, set up a new central government that then carries out a giant purge of its enemies that last decades.
That's precisely right. And I think one of the scariest things that you're seeing on this front, you know, obviously they've been very successful in taking over those institutions that you mentioned, you know, academia, you know, the media, Wall Street, Silicon Valley. I'm very concerned about the way they seem to be making a very hard go at taking over the military with this wokeness. You know, this stuff where you see sort of the you know, constant talk about race and critical race theory and you know, transgender rights and these sort of things, that has no place in the United States military. The United States military is there for one purpose. It's there to fight and win wars, to close with and destroy the enemy. When I was in the 1st Cavalry Division, there was no such thing. We were united. We didn't see skin color. You know, we didn't see any of that stuff. We were just united in a common purpose of preparing to close with and destroy the enemy and overcome obstacles. So that is very concerning. I really worry for the United States military when we have our next great power conflict, and there will be one at some point soon.
Well, exactly. What they're doing to the military with this Maoist brainwashing is the perfect way to destroy the unit cohesion, to break them down, to turn people against each other. They know exactly what they're doing, and so does the new Secretary of Defense.
Oh, that's absolutely right. I mean, this is a plan. You know, I mean, I think you saw it you know, a couple months ago when there was a concerted, coordinated attack against an American journalist, Tucker Carlson, who simply, sort of questioned, whether they should be focused on maternity uniforms when they were promoting, Marine female generals at a ceremony instead of their service record. He questioned that. And the next day, the entire leadership of the Department of Defense, all of the spokespeople, all of the branches, they attacked him in a very concerted, very direct, very vicious way. Now, fortunately, there was a real blowback from that. Unfortunately, folks like Tucker and yourself, do not bow to the mob. And that really, fell by the wayside. But, you see these commercials for the CIA where they're celebrating, diversity and anxiety disorder and all these things. And by the way, those in and of themselves are not, bad things to be talking about. But that's not what the CIA is there for. That's not what the United States military is there for. They're there for one purpose. They are not a social experiment. There's not a human right to serve in the military or the CIA. Those entities need the best and brightest among us who are going to accomplish the mission, and that's it.
Well, that's right. And we're going to come back and talk about what's happening with January 6th, how it's being used as the narrative, as the legend for this new civil war they're trying to trigger with all these people that have chips on their shoulders. Be right back. Stay with us.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
John Pierce is with us. He's a prominent, well-known, respected lawyer, a veteran. He's founded NCLU, National Constitutional Law Union, after he saw what happened to George Papadopoulos and the attempts to set him up as a Russian agent. So the time we have left, I wanted to put out the big picture for folks. Now, zooming in on the victims of what happened, we've got these unindicted co-conspirators, the Tuckers, on to do. I want to talk about that with you, sir, but getting back to not the specifics of your clients and their cases, but just in general, what you're witnessing in and around this event. No charges for all the Antifa people or charges dropped, including burning down police stations, hitting people with clubs and hatchets, throwing Molotov cocktails on police. That stuff's all being dropped or has been dropped, but the book's being thrown at people that walk through velvet ropes. Can you speak to that?
Yeah, that's very, very concerning from a selective prosecution standpoint. I mean, I think that, you know, what you're seeing, and all Americans are seeing this, is that it appears that we have two systems of justice in this country at this point. It's in direct violation of essentially one of the master principles of the American idea and the American system, which is equal application of the laws, neutral treatment before the laws, regardless of immutable characteristics or political viewpoints. And so what many Americans are extremely concerned with is you have these very, very serious charges that could carry decades in prison with respect to the folks who showed up at the United States Capitol that day. And then you do not see that same effort, the same degree of resources, the same pre-dawn raids with respect to folks who were burning down Kenosha, Wisconsin, and Portland, Oregon, and Seattle, Washington, with these autonomous zones. And I would argue, you know, that kind of thing was the true insurrection. You know, one thing I want to say about this insurrection narrative, and the left is very good, perhaps better than us, at using language to further their political agenda. You know, it is just false to be describing this as January 6th as some sort of insurrection or sedition. There are no charges against anyone for insurrection or sedition. Those are crimes. If the federal government believed that the elements of those crimes were satisfied, you can be sure, you know, that those crimes would have been charged. And generally speaking, I also want to say about January 6th in general, with respect to the folks who showed up in Washington, D.C., not necessarily the folks, you know, who went to the Capitol, but the folks who generally showed up in Washington, D.C., they were there to legitimately petition their government for redress of grievances under the First Amendment. They felt that the election in November was stolen from them. They felt that they were cheated. They felt that no one was doing anything about it. And that includes, mind you, and I think like me, you have no love lost sometimes for the Republican establishment. I think that a lot of state legislatures, including Republican-controlled state legislatures, dropped the ball, did not do their job. What they should have done was refuse to certify the elections in their states, and that would have not allowed Joe Biden to receive 270 electoral votes, and it would have been kicked to the House under the 12th Amendment. That would have been the proper constitutional way to handle this, to make sure there was some legitimacy in this election.
We're starting to see reports even in Politico that they're going to have to drop a lot of these charges and things because there's just no evidence of what they've even charged them with in many of the cases. I know you can't get into your clients specifically, but what can you say about that? And then the treatment of the solitary confinement and the locking them in the bottom of this jail and people having their eyes beaten out reportedly?
Yeah, so first of all, with respect to evidence, you know, just like you and the rest of the public, you know, myself and defense counsel,
are waiting to see the evidence. There is some discovery, some evidence kind of specific to particular cases that is kind of dripping out bit by bit. But in terms of what we really need to see, we need to see those 15,000 hours of video that were taken at the Capitol. We need to see every single second of it. We need to see exactly what happened at the Capitol that day. I can tell you with respect to all of my clients, our defendants, we are taking every single one of those cases to trial. We intend to seek full acquittals, and I believe that is candidly the only way that we're going to expose the truth of what actually happened on January 6th. With respect to the treatment of the detainees, we are very concerned. I have two clients, well, it's growing now, but at least two clients as we speak who are detained, actually three or four, and we are very concerned. So one of them is Christopher Worrell. He's from Florida. He has non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. It's getting worse by the day. He contracted COVID while he was in jail. He has not been allowed to see his oncologist. He has not been allowed to receive the cancer treatment that was prescribed to him by his oncologist. That's very concerning. I now also represent Ryan Samsell. He is the individual that you are referring to, who appears to have been he was severely beaten, and it appears to have been by a federal corrections officer. He is crippled for life. He is blind in one eye. He has lost the use of an arm. He is not receiving the medical treatment
wow.
that he needs.
Well, that's your client that's just, that happened to?
That is now my client. That's right. And so, he needs treatment, like now. Like his situation is such that if he doesn't get MRIs, if he doesn't get surgery, he's going to be more and more crippled for life. I have another client who has, 95% kidney failure, who needs dialysis and is not receiving dialysis. There is a very real possibility that one or more of these individuals could die pre-trial while they're awaiting a trial, being detained. It's very concerning.
And what I've heard about the court testimony, I guess it's your client, you were there, but the lawyer put forward the transcript I was reading, I guess that was you, or correct me if I'm wrong, that the guards, predominantly black, actually believe these are white supremacists they're beating. So they're believing the narrative of the attorney general and others that have called them all white supremacists, which white supremacists don't deserve to be beaten, but the point is they're demonizing them, and so that's part of the reason they're being assaulted.
Well, I just took over that case. So whatever you would have seen in terms of the transcript would have been a different lawyer.
Sure.
I can't speak firsthand to precisely what is occurring inside the facilities. Obviously, I hear things. I don't want to.
Sure. Well, John Pierce, I know you got to go. I want to get you back up with other updates every week or so as this unfolds. NCLU.com. I appreciate you stepping up with other lawyers to do this. And helping all these people out. So God bless you. In a minute and a half, other points you want to impart to the viewers.
Yeah, the most important thing, Alex, is we need help with the NCLU. Anything anyone can do, small dollar donations, big dollar donations, volunteer, have lawyers reach out. If folks are clients that need legal help, reach out to us. This is the ACLU of the future and of right now, except we're actually going to protect everyone's constitutional rights. And I want to be clear that this is not a Republican organization. This is not a conservative organization. I myself, of course, am an American first conservative populist person, but the reason that we have a constitution that lasts for decades and generations, if we save it this time, is that we fight for everyone's constitutional rights, and that's what we're going to do. Finally, I would like to say that what I think is very important in the country right now, first of all, everyone needs to get off the sidelines and help. It's go time. We're in a fourth turning. This is a crisis. We need everyone's help. But I think two things that we need to do as a country are, number one, we have to return to our founding principles. We have to return to limited government, a federal government of enumerated powers that's very limited, with everything reserved to the states under the 10th Amendment. Finally, we need to return to God. No matter what the Constitution says, if we do not have a virtuous citizenry and a moral people, we're in real trouble. So that's what
John Pierce, I totally agree. Thank you so much. God bless you. Have a good weekend. Three of our best-selling products are now back in stock after months and months of not being available because of the COVID lockdowns that destroyed the supply chain. BioTrue Selenium is the highest quality selenium from the mustard seed. It is essential for all cellular activity in the body. It's critical, and it funds the InfoWar. It's back in stock. Then we have Ultimate Krill Oil, highest grade of krill oil, all the things it does for your brain, your cardiovascular system, your memory, your sleep, everything. It's back in stock. And by the way, all these are discounted 40 to 50% off. But then, one more other great item is now back in stock. We got a good shipment of it in, so I want to offer it at the lowest price ever so you experience the benefits, and that is Survival Shield X3 Tri-Iodine, 60% off with free shipping, double Patriot points. The other products are 50% off and 40% off. Check them out today at InfoWarsStore.com. The trifecta of InfoWars products, BioTree Selenium, X3, and Ultimate Krill Oil, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and you can't lose because you also fund the InfoWar.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Friday, ladies and gentlemen, I'm your host, Alex Jones. We reached the halfway point of the broadcast that I'm hosting. We have a great guest host in the fourth hour ahead of what's going to be unfolding with Owen Schroyer and the War Room coming up. You'll definitely want to tune into the broadcast this weekend And on Sunday and on Monday, I'm going to be in New York City. And we're going to be there on some special missions of justice and freedom. So that is all coming up as well. But I want to open the phones up before Max Keiser joins us in the last 30 minutes of the next hour on the inflationary numbers coming out that are so serious. And then we also have Stu Peters hosting the fourth hour today. And then, of course, we also just had John Pierce on with the important work that John is doing. You see all this news I've got in front of me of your TV viewer. I've got a couple hundred articles here. They're all important. They're all insanely over the top. But if you don't realize that we have mega banks and mega corporations that have a unified global anti-human agenda and that they have a plan, none of this makes sense. But when you understand that, you see the agenda to make things bad, to collapse things, to slowly poison people, and then have the corrupt medical system absorb the people that they've actually poisoned and then extract all of their wealth out of them while they kill them. And I've really been heartened by how many tens of thousands of prominent doctors and scientists and nurses and others have gone public and said COVID's a takeover and really been doing a great job exposing the suppression of totally viable treatments and the rest of it. But it's not enough, because the leadership of the New World Order, the Klaus Schwabs, the Bill Gateses, and the Prince Charleses of the world, they are not worried about ever being held accountable for the depopulation operation they're carrying out against us. So at the end of the day, I'm infuriated with Frank Figliuzzi, just a dirty, corrupt, evil Democrat lawyer, on TV at the FBI saying we're going to wage war against Congress with anti-terrorism tactics because they're radicalizing people. Oh, we're going to kill this imam because he's radicalizing people. I mean, those are declarations of war. But that guy is like dog manure. I don't want to run out in the field and stomp on it and attack it. I want it to stay away from me. Now get that clip ready again. But I want you to understand, that is them externalizing their operation against us. So they're really going to make this move. They're doing it now. And it makes me sick to my stomach. I just want to be happy and live my life and go to the national parks and go drive around on, you know, on a motorboat and eat enchiladas. But there's a bunch of creepy, weird dudes that want to run the world, and they're not going to stop. I mean, these are sickos, man. And I mean, I can tell you, I was told this by Ted Gunnarsson, who was a good FBI agent, and I was told this by Benton Parton, who was the former head of Air Force Weapons Development, and I was told this by General Stubblebine, that was the head of all special forces, and I was told this by all these old-timers, and I didn't think they were crazy, because they were dead on about the history I knew, but they all told me it was a bunch of devil-worshipping pedophiles at the top. And it turns out they were. That's who was on the top, and General Stubblebine and General Parton and Ted Gunnarsson all told me the truth. In fact, I got chills a couple years ago when the FBI released, because of the statute of limitations and because of the declassification laws, 30-year-old documents from the Finders case and 40-year-old documents. And I was reading, it was over 1,000 pages of it, and I was just scanning through it for a couple hours. And I was physically getting nauseous because I was having flashbacks to Ted Gunnarsson on my show and other shows and big speeches he gave across the country. And I was sitting there reading it, and this was stuff he told me. And this was the FBI reports and all of it and the confirmation of the CIA child kidnapping and just all of it. And look, there are plenty of Ted Gunnarsson still in the FBI. There are plenty of General Partons still in the military, but they're not at the top of it. And so I know it's scary to know we got a bunch of pedophile devil worshippers running stuff, but that's just the way it is. The Bible told us that happens. And so we just have to say no to these people, and we have to stand up against them and speak out against them. And we've got to be smart, too. We need more rallies around the nation saying we don't buy open borders and globalism and election fraud. And we've done a great job not being violent in the past. We got set up on January 6th because we got too confident. But we just really have to get aggressive, just like the lawyer we had on earlier, who had a big private practice doing very, very well, but decided to do this because he's drawn to it because he's a veteran and he sees what's happening in the country. And so I'm going to come back and I'm going to hit the latest COVID news and this Chinese defector and just the incredible nature of it. It all just gets more insane each chapter, each day as we go here. And then I'm going to open the phones up for first-time callers, any subjects you want to discuss. But obviously, what do you think of the declaration of war against the American people by the deep state? What do you think about all the Wuhan news coming out and the wheels coming off? What do you make of the horrible job Biden's doing and how he can hardly talk now and how long can this farce go? And how do we wake the country up and say no to this plan without it becoming violent? Because we don't want it to be violent. We're going to win the midterms. We're going to take things back peacefully. They're not going to let us do that. They're going to stage events and blame us for it. They're already prepping everybody. This is not even 2 plus 2 equals 4. This is a fact. Prima facie, right there. And so they want a war with us because they think they're going to have a war between the police and the military and the American people. And they think they're going to sit back and then watch us all kill each other. How do we circumvent that? How do we not go there? Toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. And we will get you up and on the air. I really want to hear from you. I respect your views. I want to understand what you are concerned about and just where we go, because I just have this burning desire to expose this burning desire to expose what's happening, try to stop it. That's why I'm going to have a bunch of huge guests that we start taping with today. Probably going to be a five-hour, basically commercial-free. We'll take a few breaks, but it's not going to be commercials for stations. That'll be sent out at 2 p.m. tomorrow. It'll go out, tape to air like it's live, teleprompter-free. And it's going to be Dr. Steve Pachinik will make his return. We're going to have Robert Barnes. We're going to have, just like the constitutional lawyer you just heard from, people like that. We got a bunch of big guests that we're not going to announce until they're done and it's taped and it's ready. But you heard the big revolver journalist on with the rest of the story. It's going to be 4 or 5 hours of that that we will have ready to go on air with tomorrow at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. So to the crew in there, that's the airtime tomorrow, 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. And we're going to be putting that report out. I had Nick Fuentes and others on, some of the former political prisoners like Pete Santilli, who's a treasure trove of experience and knowledge. He's been through it. Saying we need to get Tucker Carlson to go public. We need to get everybody to expose what's happening. We need a big expose to show FBI history and involvement in January 6th. And of course, I knew what was already cooking, what was coming. So that was really a prelude to that. Well, I'm going to give you a prelude to what's going to break next week. Tomorrow's news today, that is coming up. We'll be right back with your phone calls.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Beast in me is caged by frail and fragile bars, restless by day and by night, rants and rages at the stars. God help the beast in me.
All right, I'm going to start going to your phone calls here in just a few minutes. I want to hit this news from the COVID file. But it's just really painful to see the federal government seized by globalists, seized by foreign interests that had bought the government off, bought the country off. We put a president in that tried to stand up for the nation, tried to do the best job he could. They removed him through fraud. And now they think they'll just start a civil war to get control of the rest of the country that won't submit to them. And to watch these occupiers dismantle the country in front of us with every level of classical tyranny. I mean, everything's like cartoon level. Everything's like exaggerated, flagrant, living color, way worse than it's ever been anywhere else. except for the mass arrests and mass killing. And then now they're announcing they want that. And Frank Figliuzzi and all of them are on TV saying our opposition are terrorists. Anyone radicalizing anyone, anyone questioning an election is a terrorist. We're going to get you. We're going to interdict you. We're going to take members of Congress out. And then, of course, there's a suspicious object, the CIA headquarters, so they can all freak out and panic. It's the intelligence agencies taking the country over. And if we can't get control of them, this nation's a joke. And by the way, China and Russia know we're a joke. They can only bully Americans. They can't stand up to any real foreign powers. It's banana boat garbage. That's what it is. In fact, you know, I mentioned it, but the Figliuzzi thing is so big. I'm just going to play it again because it blew the judge away when I had Judge Joe Brown here a week and a half ago as well, because it's so seismic. And the whole clip he goes on, you know, just to declare war on America and that questioning them is radicalization and the penalty for radicalization is death. So when you know the nomenclature, the terms used by the military, and then you have the new national threat response package, you have the statements by the CIA and FBI that indeed their new mission is fighting us. We pay their paycheck, they open our borders, they smuggle children, they devalue the currency, they protect the pedophile rings, they do all this, and then we're the enemy because we don't love it. We don't love what the sellout lawyers did to this weird consortium of criminals that run the country. White supremacy, most lethal threat to America, Biden says, and you've got the Secretary of Defense tweeting out the communist black power symbol. Imagine if a white guy put a white power symbol out. What does that mean? It's supposed to be a red, white, and blue fist. But no, it's the communist fist on the Secretary of Defense's site, because that's what it's all about, is division and tribalism and the breakup of the country. And that's why he was put in position of power, because he and General Honoré said they would do that and would wage war against America. It's just crazy. It's like Biden looks like a crazy dictator in his sunglasses. Looks like Gaddafi. And it's the same thing with the new Secretary of Defense. I mean, he looks like a crazy dictator. Not because he's black. He just has that look. Like Biden has the look of a thug. But then the actions are what matters. Here's that clip again.
In order to really tackle terrorism, and this time domestically, you've got to attack and dismantle the command and control element of a terrorist group. And unfortunately, and I know this is painful to hear, that may mean people sitting in Congress right now, people in and around the former president. That's how you do this. Otherwise, recruitment, inciting, and cult-like leadership continues to recruit people to violence.
And I guess I can play a two-minute compilation of Psaki and Biden and all of them saying the same thing. It's just you already know what's happening. Oh, yeah, it's not just a black power fist. It's an Africa fist. When the globalists are massively engaged in all sorts of enslavement in Africa right now, not a word out of him about Apple and slave factories in China. No. It's like, hey, we're criminals, we're the government, and we love black people, so we can do whatever we want. Has nothing to do with reality. You know what? I'm going to hit the COVID news with Max Kaiser, and I'll tie that into the other big news. And then I'll also hit a lot of this news that's breaking tomorrow during this 4 or 5 hour special I'm going to tape. It's going to air at 2 p.m. Central. But right now, just briefly, it ends on Monday morning. It is the vitamin C with the zinc and the rose hips that you cannot do better for your immune system in your body. It's 1,100% of the vitamin C you need. It's almost 200% of the zinc you need, and the rose hips are amazing as well. It's all in there. It's the Linus Pauling recipe that he won the Nobel Prize for, basically, and it's at a very low price for what you're getting. You also have the whole food vitamin, and it's from Whole Foods, multivitamin, and you have the vitamin D3 with calcium. It's good for adults and children. That's all 40% off, free shipping, double Patriot points. That ends Monday. And then you've got the X3 back in stock, tri-iodine, 60% off. So I want you to experience what it does for your libido, your stamina, your energy, your cells, your immune system. It's essential. Try iodine, InfoWarsStore.com, X3. And then we have the very close to selling out of current prices, Ultimate Krill Oil, so good for your body, 40% off, and then in Biotris Selenium, 50% off. Okay, we're going to be talking to Aaron, Charles, Kevin, Keith, Matthew, Steve. I hope we tried to call back any of the folks that were still on hold yesterday. Simon, Dishwan, and others. Who's been holding longest here? That would be Matthew in Florida, avoiding the deep state false flags, exposing their traps. How do we do that, Matthew?
Hey, Alex, this is Mr. Foot, not Matthew in Florida. I had to lie to the get on. I just want to start out with...
Let's just stop you right there. We don't screen the phone calls other than you having a clean phone line and having your point you want to make. So why would you have to lie and say your name is Matthew instead of what?
Mr. Foot. This is Mr. Foot.
Okay, Mr. Foot, go ahead and make your point, but I'm not going to indulge in this very long. Go ahead.
Okay. I just wanted to start out with a quick plug and say that InfoWars Store has T-shirts and that they sell for price and can be bought online. And I wanted to say that really everything just fell apart for you and this because you're missing one thing, and that thing is a foil. But your foil needs to be real. Somebody that you can face.
This sounds like a bunch of riddle stuff, man. I'm not the Riddler. I appreciate your call. Look, here's the deal. We don't screen your calls other than you got a clean phone line, you got something to say. I'm not gonna, but liberals, they want to play weird games and like act like they're smarter than everybody, and if I don't understand what you're saying, I'm gonna hang up on you. Okay, because I mean it sounds like a bunch of gibberish to me. Okay, who's up next here? Let's go ahead and talk to Charles in Maryland. Charles, welcome.
Yeah, hi, Alex. I'm so grateful to have you and everybody at InfoWars on the air. I'm just so thankful that you and people like Tucker Carlson out there fighting for us.
Thank you, sir.
I just took Survival Shield X2 and drank some fizzy magnesium, and I'm feeling great. And my InfoWars Save the Frog shirt came in the mail 2 days ago.
Well, without you, we wouldn't be on the air, sir, so I salute you and I thank you. What is your take on January 6th? I see you say that you want to talk about that.
Yeah, I do. There's so many disturbing things in the world right now, and I can't get away from it at all. But I would have to say that the number one thing that bothers me more than anything right now is those people sitting in jail right now from the fake insurrection on January 6th. It really, really bothers me. And we don't have politicians doing nearly enough to get them out and have due process. And
well, that's because D.C. is its own nightmare judges, its own nightmare system. And D.C. is not America. D.C. is basically North Korea. It's a Xi Jinping's toehold.
Oh, yeah, I totally agree. I mean, it's probably even worse than North Korea in many ways. You know, it's like the hub of the whole globalist operation. But, you know, the fact that they're sitting in jail with no due process is just unacceptable.
Stay there. I'm back in 2 minutes, Charles. I'm going to go right back to you, and then I'm going to go to Al Killer and everybody else that is patiently holding on this Friday live transmission. Again, if you disagree with me, just get to it. I'm not censoring you.
Tehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.